Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The Apostle John wanted his readers to know that Jesus Christ had come in the flesh. That is, he was a real flesh and blood person, not a phantom. So he wrote very plainly, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, we declare unto you." 1 John 1:1-3. If Jesus were truly a human being, and did not just seem to be, as some of the early theologians taught, why does John refer to him as the Word of Life? The same apostle furnishes this explanation. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." 1:1-14. John identifies the Word with Christ because Christ was and is an explanation, a declaration, a revelation of God. 1:18. Jesus is the Word of life because in Him are both physical and spiritual life. Several New Testament books refer to Christ as the Creator, not just the Creator of the physical universe, but the Creator of all life on earth, including human life. John affirms, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." 1:3-4. The expression "all things" surely would include human beings. In His parable of the Good Shepherd, Jesus said, "The thief, that is the false shepherd, comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." 10:10. Our Lord informed the apostles that He was going to prepare a place for them. "And where I go, you know, and the way you know." The apostle Thomas asked, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus says unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." 14:3-6. If the book of John and the other gospel records provide God's will, Jesus is the only way to heaven, the only truth that sets men free, and the only way to enjoy life eternal. What did the Apostle John have in mind when he wrote, "And this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son"? 1 John 5:11. Surely John could not be so intolerant, narrow-minded, as to believe that life is only in the Son and in no one else. If you have any doubt about John's meaning, please listen to these passages from the Gospel according to John. Jesus told some Jews, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." 6:53-54. Religious liberals for years have accused John of adding to what Jesus actually taught. But are his teachings about life in the Son different from those of Paul and the other Bible writers? Paul said to the Romans, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." 8:2. Paul told the Colossians that Christ in them was the hope of glory. 1:27. He added, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with Him in glory." 3:1-4. Thank you, and may God bless you.